And we're keeping an eye on that downpour in the Pacific Northwest today. The region's been battered by rainstorms that have triggered flooding and mudslides.
About 100,000 people in Washington and Oregon were without power at the height of these storms. Many roads are still closed. Houses along the coast are inundated. One Oregon woman drowned in her own car. Another was killed in her home by a falling tree. Travis Van Skyke with the Public Works Department in Kalama, Washington, has been helping crews fill up sandbags to stop the rising water.
We're just trying to get this cleaned up. We're going to throw these in the sandbags, and I think we're going to build another barrier here with sandbags just in case it rains again.
And forecasters say it will keep raining through the weekend. Conrad Wilson of Here Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting has been following this story. He joins us from Portland. And Conrad, how much damage are you seeing out there, and what areas are being hit the hardest?
Well, it's actually raining now. Forecasters say they don't anticipate quite the same intensity as we saw earlier this week and are less concerned about the flooding. Most of the rivers in northwest Oregon and southwest Washington are starting to recede a little bit. A lot of the isolated flooding in rural and urban areas is starting to go down, although it has been extensive at times. There's just been an incredible amount of rain. You know, Portland's had more than 5 inches in just a few days. Southwest Washington had up to 6 inches, and parts of the Oregon coast had up to 18 inches of rain. Hmm.
And what about the cleanup then? What's going on with road closures at this point?
Yeah, you know, roads have been washed out in places in northwest Oregon and, as I mentioned, southwest Washington. In Carlitz County, Washington, landslides have closed I-5 northbound. That's the major north-south artery from Canada to Mexico here on the West Coast. Yesterday evening, a landslide came down on the northbound lanes, and transportation officials say it could reopen later today, but they're not sure about that. Yesterday, 800 households in southwest Washington also got stranded behind an unknown number of landslides along this 22-mile stretch of road up the Kalama River. That's, again, southwest Washington. We heard a little tape at the top there. I went to the small town of Kalama, Washington, where there was a foot or more of water, which flooded the library, the city hall, several businesses along the town's main drag. I spoke to a guy who was able to get his mobile home out of a low-lying area just in time. But others in the RV park weren't as lucky.
Well, you know, when we hear about this story and all of this rain in the Pacific Northwest, it may not sound that surprising to some people because we associate rain with Washington and Oregon. But in this case, we've been hearing about a strong El Nino pattern coming to the West this year. Are meteorologists saying that that is what is causing what's happening now?
You know, I haven't heard that from meteorologists. They just say that it has been warmer, I should say. You know, it's been a very warm rain. It is associated with an El Nino. It's not something that I've heard from meteorologists directly connecting that. But, you know, it's been an incredibly wet couple of days out on the Oregon coast. You know, driving was nearly impossible. High water and landslides closed, you know, 75 road closures along parts of Highway 101. The good news is that the water is starting to go down. The bad news is that landslides are blocking a lot of the roads.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Conrad Wilson of Here and Now contributor station Oregon Public Broadcasting joining us from Portland. Thank you.
You're welcome.